Well, the 2019 season at Millmount Theater begins in earnest next week when the Broadway and movie smash Mamma Mia opens on March 27th. Now, you may recognize this ABBA tune soon as sung by the Broadway cast. Well, joining WFIR anchor reporter Gene Moreno and me live in studio to talk about the 2019 season at Millmount Theater is producing artistic director Ginger Poole, who is also directing Mamma Mia. Hi, Ginger.
Good morning. How are you?
Nice to see you. Glad you've come by this morning.
Absolutely.
Now, Ginger, before we talk about the 2019 season, what is the state of Millmount Theater right now at this point? How's it going?
Oh, my goodness. It's fabulous. We are in such a good position. We are going into, we actually had that soft season like in 2013. So we are, you know, we're rocking and rolling as far as producing something 12 months out of the year now. And we're healthy and we are top of our game again. So it feels good.
This was after you were dark for what, almost 2 years?
Yeah, as far as when we were rebuilding and reconfiguring our business model, yes.
Well, let's talk about the season.
Let's do it.
You've got three musicals, beginning with Mamma Mia, the 27th through April 14th. There's also Disney's The Little Mermaid Jr.
That's right.
And a holiday musical that you haven't announced yet. Would you like to make that announcement this morning?
I'll come back in May and make that announcement with y'all.
Okay.
I promise to do that.
Okay. We'll hold to that. Is it just you're looking for the right piece to put in there?
We are. We're actually with rights and royalties. We are, per our license, we're not allowed to speak about it until May. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right. Before we jump in and talk some about the particulars, you're also doing a classic drama this year. You're doing Tennessee Williams, The Glass Menagerie.
We are.
In September. Have you done a lot of Tennessee Williams before?
You know, in our past, as far as you look at the almost 55-year history of Mill Mountain Theater, they have done Glass Menagerie. They've done Streetcar. But I think those might be the only two Williams that have been performed on the Mill Mountain stage. And there's, you know, there's something about a Tennessee Williams. It's still taught in the schools. It's such a classic piece of theater. We're real excited to bring that one from page to stage again.
You don't do a whole ton of dramas at Mill Mountain.
We don't. I mean, our bread and butter is really Roanoke loves a musical, and I think we do those really well. But I think to be a professional regional theater, we need to offer something, you know, in all categories. And that's why we really strive as far as our mission and our vision statement to get something out there that really hits all the buckets. Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk with Ginger Poole from Mill Mountain Theater. The 2019 season is really kicking off. And, of course, earlier this year, there was the Holland's New Festival of Works where they do the readings and then they come back and during the summer and they do the festival.
That's right.
There has been activity already at Mill Mountain.
There has. We've been busy. I mean, really, by that second week of January, we hit the ground running with Holland's and it doesn't stop until we close that holiday show in late December.
Let's talk about Mamma Mia starting out next week. And you're an equity theater, which means a lot of the top actors are equity actors. What's the gentleman I met from New York?
Timothy Booth.
Right. And he's actually been in the Broadway cast and in the touring play.
He has. Yeah. He's got a long history with Mamma Mia. So it's been great to bring him back. But he also has a long history with Mill Mountain Theater. One of his first jobs out of college was at Mill Mountain. And then we had him back two holidays ago for the narrator in A Christmas Story.
That's right.
Yeah.
And, you know, Mamma Mia, of course, the music of ABBA, and for a lot of people, older adults, they may not want to admit it, but ABBA was a guilty pleasure. I mean, Dancing Queen, I crank it up when it comes on the radio. How can you not?
I was going to say, you can't help yourself. I mean, even when y'all turned on the music here, I mean, I was bopping and jamming around. You can't help it.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about Disney's The Little Mermaid. That's a musical coming up in July, and Disney's always a favorite. Now, when you talk about the junior series, talk about what that means.
Now, that's a great question. So the junior series for us, we always do something in the summer as far as a summer musical that can give that opportunity to our youth performers. So a junior series means that by license, we can only hire cast 6-year-olds through 18, which means we can't have adults or professionals in these shows, but it gives a wonderful opportunity for the young performers in the Valley to be on our main stage in a musical. And it's also usually a shortened version of the show. So it'll whittle it down from, say, a 2-hour production to like a 75-minute production.
And I'm just wondering, the kids that are in that, do some of them come out of, like, for instance, the Mill Mountain summer camps, programs like that?
They do. There are people that, they're kids that have studied with us. There's people that have never studied with us. There's people that actually make a commute from, you know, Botetourt, Fincastle, sometimes even as far as Charlottesville before. So, yeah.
I do want to put a plug in before we talk about some other things. And again, we're talking with Ginger Poole from Mill Mountain. The going back to Mamma Mia, I think on, is it March 30th? There's a free dance class.
There is.
With the choreographer from Mamma Mia. And so if you want to learn a few of the steps from Mamma Mia, you can come.
Oh, yes. Please come and play with us. We've got Kristen Brooks Sandler in. She was also our choreographer for Chorus Line last season. And she is a dynamo, powerhouse, wonderful teacher, but a brilliant, brilliant choreographer. So we're lucky to have her.
So let's check the Mill Mountain.
Check it out. It's
website.
A free class. We do ask that you register just so that we can plan on how many people to have. But come out and dance with us.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about before I throw it back to Joey, the smaller Waldron stage, of course, the Festival of New Works we talked about. Talk about the Young Audience Series, which includes a Young Playwrights Festival coming up next month. There's also a Peter Rabbit musical for a very long run in June, and then Romeo and Juliet in October. Talk about that series.
Sure. So the Young Audience Series, this is something that's evolved over the past like 5 or 6 years. This is something that we can do. It's part of our outreach. It also, again, gives opportunity for young performers. And it also, as far as our tour, the Peter Rabbit Tales, that is our tour. And you said it's got a long run that we bring in college and university students to be our apprentice class. And they take this out in the community for about 5 weeks over the summer, performing at parks, libraries, schools, at Mill Mountain also. And Write Stuff features, it highlights, it's a contest for young playwrights. So we have a lot of submissions. We have chosen winners, and the winners actually get to have their pieces produced on the Waldron stage.
Now, with these playwrights, are they students in local schools?
They are.
Okay.
They are all like middle school and high school students.
So you've done this for a few years, right?
We have. This is our third year for Write Stuff.
I'm just wondering, have you been surprised at some of the quality of some of the plays these kids are writing?
We're blown away every year. And we also have student performers in it, and it's really neat to see their vision and creativity, you know, roll to real live performances.
8:52 now at WFIR. We are talking this morning with Ginger Poole, the producing artistic director of Mill Mountain Theater. Ginger, if you would, let's talk about what's become a very popular program in recent years, which is the Mill Mountain Music Series. Music of the 60s in late May this year, and let's go to the movies in August.
Absolutely. This is a fun series that we created to really kind of figure out what could we produce in between our large, large productions that honestly wouldn't kill our staff. So we came up with this concert series where we compress the rehearsal schedule. We rehearse for only 7 days. We usually bring back people that have been on our stage before, so it's nice to have, you know, some of our favorites to come back. And it's 2 nights only, so there's some urgency to get the tickets, but it's a concert style. It's very informal, a lot of fun. Sometimes they might even still have their music stands with their music on stage and whatnot, but incredible, credible voices. But we produce these in-house. A lot of people think that we, you know, bring in a canned tour for these. We produce all of these in-house and develop them ourselves. And it's been a really great thing that we're getting a lot of people in our doors that might not have come to see a play or a musical. They're coming to our concerts, and then we're seeing them return to see plays and musicals. So it's been a win-win for us.
Hmm. I wanted to ask you before we let you go, got a couple of minutes. I want to talk about the, there's a couple of plays of the Waldron Fringe series.
Yes.
Next to Normal, which is a musical drama and a Pulitzer Prize winner.
That's right.
In June, and then Every Brilliant Thing in November, sort of a dramedy.
It is. It's a beautiful one-man show, and both of these pieces happen to touch on mental health. So we've got a platform as far as this Fringe series. The Fringe series for us is another arm of what we're producing, but we do it on the smaller stage. So the Waldron stage seats about 100 people max, and we're real excited about this. And we actually have started an affinity group to gain support and people to talk about the Fringe programming. And we actually have a focus group coming up this weekend. If you're interested, you can come join us and actually
Sunday
have
afternoon.
That's right, Sunday afternoon, and give some input on our programming and what you would like to see on those stages.
So for the thing on Sunday, which is I think from 3 to 5, mm-hmm. You would like an RSVP.
Yes.
What are you looking for? What type of input, like what type of plays people would like to see in that series? Or?
What type of plays they'd like to see, what type of things they might have seen before, if they have attended some of our programming before, what worked for them, what didn't, to get some really honest feedback so that we can cater and build this series to what Roanoke wants.
Mm-hmm. Before I forget, what's the website for people to go to for information, ticketing, and details, that type of thing?
That's millmountain.org.
Okay. And I've got a couple minutes I want to ask you. Talk about your background. You're directing Mamma Mia. You've appeared on stage in some roles at Mill Mountain Theater plays. Where did you come from? How long have you been in Roanoke?
Been in Roanoke for about 12 years and been in this position as far as leadership for Mill Mountain Theater for 10 years this year. So I'm a performer by heart and have gotten into administration just through my relationship with Mill Mountain and what we've created, this new Mill Mountain Theater. So I'm happy to be here and hope to be here a lot longer.
So did you come from a theater in North Carolina or was it?
I did. I came from the Flat Rock Playhouse in Flat Rock, North Carolina.
And you've brought in some of your alums or various contacts over the years to do things.
I have. I've actually got Bill Munoz, who is our stage manager for Mamma Mia, and we go back, goodness, 21 years from Flat Rock Playhouse. So, yes.
I wanted to ask you about a minute left or so. What are you doing, Ginger? Is anything you're doing or any of the shows you put on designed to help attract a younger audience? You know, there's a lot of older people go to plays, and I do some community theater.
Absolutely.
A lot of older people. How do we get more young people to come to these plays?
A lot of our programming that we've evolved into over the past 5 years, the concert series was geared for younger audience. This Fringe series is geared to attract a younger audience. So that's part of our main mission and goal is to, have something for everybody, but to make sure we are entertaining that younger demographic to pull them in and to let them be season ticket subscribers too.
Because it's funny, a lot of these kids will see plays and school plays,
right.
or it seems like they go to college or something and they sort of get out of the fray, then they have kids and all that. But you do a lot of matinees, which is good for people, that type of thing.
We do. Got to hit something for everybody.
And before I let you go, just talk about, again, going back to Mamma Mia, which opens next week, talk about directing a musical. How's it different than directing, say, a drama or a comedy?
I think there's so many components to a musical. It's a much more collaborative in the sense that you're sharing the space with another creative mind, the choreographer. So you've got to be on the same page and there's a give and take and there's a trust. So that's a little different than, you know, a straight show or a play where it's usually just the director who's managing what's happening on the stage. So
sounds like there could be some drama there if you wanted it to be. Huh?
There could be, but Kristen and I love it. So I'm happy to share the stage with her.
So all in all, as far as when you look back, just to wrap up 2019 season, you're pretty excited about the range of offerings?
We are very pleased and excited. And it's crazy to think that we've already had two planning meetings for our 2020 season. So we're off to the races.
All right. Ginger Poole's the producing artistic director of Mill Mountain Theater. The season begins in earnest next week with Mamma Mia. And Ginger, always great to see you. Thanks.
Thank you, Gene. Thanks, Joey.